Operation Lone Star continues to secure our border. Texas border business. Austin, Texas. Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard are continuing to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal behavior between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 384,000 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 29,000 criminal arrests, with more than 28,000 felony charges reported. In the fight against fentanyl, Texas law enforcement has seized over 419 million lethal doses of fentanyl during this border mission. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps left by the Biden administration's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to President Joe Biden's open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott highlights over 500 buses sent to sanctuary cities. Governor Abbott this morning highlighted the over 500 buses Texas has sent to sanctuary cities to provide relief to overwhelmed border communities. Texas has bused more than 10,000 migrants to our nation's capital since April 2022, over 8,200 migrants to New York City since August 2022, more than 2,600 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, more than 1,600 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 210 migrants to Denver since May 2023, and over 40 migrants to Los Angeles since June 14. Watch. DPS Lieutenant Olivares details children abandoned by cartel in sweltering heat. DPS Lieutenant Christopher Olivares joined Fox Business host Maria Bartiromo where he slammed the Biden administration's claims of humanely handling immigration along the southern border. During the interview, Lieutenant Olivares detailed the exploitation of children by Mexican cartels and human smugglers, noting that DPS rescued 10 children who were abandoned in the extreme heat along the riverbank in Eagle Pass earlier this week. "They talk about having a humane process," said Lieutenant Olivares. "But as you see in the video, nothing is humane about having children being left at the river, especially during the summer heat right now." Watch. Human smuggler in stolen 18-wheeler leads DPS on high-speed pursuit. A smuggler driving a stolen 18-wheeler led DPS troopers on a high-speed pursuit in LaSalle County. During the pursuit, the Frio County Sheriff's Office successfully deployed a tire deflation device, and the driver crashed into several signs and an electrical pole before bailing out. DPS found 18 illegal immigrants inside the cab of the truck. All were referred to Border Patrol. Watch. DPS finds 12 illegal immigrants, including children, during traffic stop. A DPS trooper discovered 12 illegal immigrants, including two children, trying to conceal themselves during a traffic stop in Uvalde County. The driver was also an illegal immigrant from Mexico and now faces charges for smuggling of persons, drug possession, and unlawful carry of a weapon. The 12 illegal immigrants were referred to Border Patrol. DPS arrests Gulf Cartel member guiding illegal immigrants across border. DPS brush teams arrested a member of the Gulf Cartel from Mexico after he guided 5 illegal immigrants across the river and helped them scale the border wall with a ladder in the Rio Grande Valley. He's facing charges for smuggling of persons. Watch. Texas National Guard soldier describes stopping illegal border crossings. A Texas National Guard soldier in Task Force Center describes the actions taken by Operation Lone Star personnel to deter and repel illegal immigration into Texas and other ongoing border security operations. Soldiers continue to fortify the border along the banks of the Rio Grande River with razor wire, which helped stop illegal crossings. "We always try to get 100% of no gotaways," said SPC Crummy. "Whenever we hear radio traffic and we're on shift, we're on top of it." DPS brush teams arrest 2 Uzbek men for criminal trespass. DPS brush teams arrested 2 males from Uzbekistan for criminal trespass after they crossed unlawfully between the ports of entry in Eagle Pass. Texas National Guard apprehends, turns back illegal immigrants. This week, Texas National Guard soldiers assisted DPS troopers in the apprehension of a driver and three illegal immigrants after a high-speed pursuit in a Laredo neighborhood that ended when the vehicle broke down. DPS brush teams had received a call regarding a group of people speeding off in what is known as a load-up vehicle. The following day, in another incident, Operation Lone Star partners apprehended one female illegal immigrant as four males swam back to Mexico after a high-speed pursuit that ended when the vehicle drove into the Rio Grande River. Texas National Guard soldiers have witnessed the many different ways illegal immigrants try to get across the border. "We had a few that we turned back in a raft early," said SPC Crummy. "Late in the shift, there was another group nearer to the bank, and we were able to turn them back too.